Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I do say hello. By the way, I do say hello. I went back and listened. Okay. Anyway, if you listened to last week's 411, I was like, what do I normally say? Anyway, I have had three pink doves at the improv tonight. So this is the 411 of the after the Maurice Bernard. What was the actual name of the tour? It's Your State of Mind. What's the name on the...
I thought it was just State of Mind, just like his podcast, but I have no idea.
It might be. Anyway, Maurice is touring the country. Well, the name of his show is State of Mind, but there was the name of his tour.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Again, three pink doves. And that is tequila, grapefruit juice, lime juice, and Fever Tree grape something. Or grapefruit soda.
And I only had Pepsi, but I still don't know because I just
Amanda's
don't know.
Amanda's driving. So.
I am.
Whoop, whoop. And we have our friend Ellen in the car.
Hey.
And we had another friend, Miranda, join us tonight. She had to duck out a little early. So,
we waited till the very last minute for everything.
I was going to say, I'm like, maybe not early, but actually on time. And we held ourselves up. So, yeah. So
well,
we just left.
We wanted to be last for good reason.
Yes.
Like, that was the polite thing to do.
Yes. So,
we're polite podcast hosts.
Hopefully we have something in the works, but nothing set yet, so we're not going to say anything.
Nope. But the whole night was just amazing. Fingers crossed.
I know, seriously.
Shannon offered him her
shortcake.
Oh, that's true. And no one's still sure what exactly she was offering him. But he politely declined like a good husband.
Yes, he did. Oh, it was cute.
Aww. And he called me sweetie.
He did.
Oh, so did. Let's just... he called me sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't call you guys sweetie.
He did not. I'm sorry.
I was blocked. He couldn't call me sweetie. He couldn't see me.
Well, all of us asked questions, though, except for Amanda.
Sorry.
All right, whatever.
I don't need to ask questions.
She was okay.
I talked to Paula, which was the most important job.
You did. You did. So Amanda talked to Paula.
Oh, my God. She's just wonderful. She was handling all the shirt sales and everything.
All by herself, too.
She talked to everybody, like, as long as they wanted to. She just kept moving along as she was doing it.
It's like we were the only ones in the lobby.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was kind to everyone. It was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can definitely see why he... has stuck with her.
Yes.
He's been with her. I didn't mean stuck with her. Like, you know what I meant? Like,
no, but we mentioned that my daughters are bipolar and she had great advice for it. Like, mm-hmm. she wasn't rushing people through. Mm-hmm. So, yes, mm-hmm. she was a sweetheart.
Yeah.
The whole thing was just awesome.
It was great.
It was a great night.
It's like a dream.
Yes, I agree.
So, where do we want to get started, though? Like, I just feel like we just recapped a whole bunch of stuff real quickly, but I guess what? You got the email saying, Hey, Maurice is going to be in Pittsburgh.
For once, I knew something before Shannon did. And was like, hey, did you see this? Like, what's going on? And
you knew then, Taggart was coming back before I did.
Oh, I did.
You did. That was a good thing. That was an accident.
Yeah. This was just happened to see my email first. So then I was like, okay, we need to do this. And to meet him, we need to do VIP. And VIP, at least at that time, was 4 people. So who's our other 2 people? And we just knew that we had good friends that would show up. Yep. I can't believe you drove all the way down here again, though. That was crazy.
In a heartbeat.
Ellen, you've actually never been one of our fan spotlights. Give us a mini, because we're going to do a full fan spotlight on you over the summer. But give us a mini.
Oh, I started really watching GH with the Luke and Laura because I am the same age as Jeannie Francis.
No, you're not. Well, to be fair, Jeannie Francis doesn't look her age either. So, well,
thank you.
Okay, sorry.
And, just all that music, everything that was about her, in their life back then is where we started. And so it was just wonderful to watch. And then my husband started watching with me. And it's just been not an escape. Because that sounds like I want to get away from something, but it's such entertainment.
No, you need the mental escape. Yep. We need the downtime. Yes. We need the... And that's why, we talked about that whenever COVID happened. We were so thankful that they did not bring that into the storyline. Mm-hmm. Because there are certain shows, Grey's, that killed it. Yeah. That made me... I watched Grey's the entire time, and I could not make it. I was like, I cannot. Because when I watch TV... When I watch a show like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be thinking about it's great whenever they bring certain things in, like General Hospital does. Yeah. We've all had our personal things that they bring in. But for the most part, we want to believe that a vampire doctor cop can be a thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that people can come back from the dead all the time.
For sure.
Yes. Oh, somebody did ask him, not to interrupt you, I'm sorry, did ask him about Morgan coming back, and he was like, oh, he's doing a bunch of stuff, blah, blah, blah. The show that he was consistently on, Good Trouble, just ended.
Yep.
So he should definitely come back. We need Morgan back.
Ooh.
Not to, mess up his career, but just come back.
No, I think that it would be... I think it would be good. I feel like we would probably appreciate him more.
Yes.
Mm. I feel like Morgan was kind of always second fiddle, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame that he was doing such a great job with the bipolar line, storyline.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which ultimately did lead to...
He could come back and realize that Sonny is not on the right meds. He could be the one to be like, Dad, you are not acting correctly.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
Perfect.
Yep.
You want to run back in and tell Maurice?
Yes, go. Well, he said back in the day when he had an ego, he would tell them about stuff. Now he doesn't.
True.
So, mm-hmm. It was great. I mean, he came out, he told a few Steve jokes, which I love. So if you've ever seen Stephen Bradford, they make fun of Sonny.
Yes, they do.
So he just really handed it right back to them.
Oh, good.
It was very cute.
He was wonderful.
It was a good balance of...
It certainly was.
Yes. One minute he was telling something deep and heartfelt and you wanted to cry, and then he would quickly change it up to something funny so that you weren't in that sad state for too long.
You mean Shannon's strawberry shortcake sweetie story that she claims.
Right? He interrupted his own show.
He did.
To comment on our shortcake.
I was sitting next to her. She's quivering.
To be fair, the waiter did bring over an entire tray of shortcake because all three of us had one.
So what was it, three-quarters of the way through?
A little bit of gluttony.
We decided to order dessert. Gluttony.
Well, we had credit. If you get the VIP tickets, then you get credit.
At least where we were.
Right. For this particular show, at least. You got credit towards your bill. There was no way that we were going to leave credit just to go back to the company.
Well, we still had almost $40. Yeah. So we're like, all right, what we can get?
I'll take my dessert.
I love it.
And he saw the whole tray of desserts come down. And he's like, that looks great. And I was like, do you want mine? And I actually, legit, I would have given him
my
actual...
Oh, I know you would have given him anything. You might have actually given him a different kind of strawberry.
Yeah, different strawberry.
At that moment. But I know you were honestly offering
him my dessert.
Maurice, what's code word for strawberry? Code word for.
Oh, no.
That was so much fun.
If we ever do talk to him on the podcast, I'm going to ask him, so do you have someone offer you strawberry shortcake at every show? Or is that just Shan?
He was like, what the heck?
He said, no, sweetie. So he called me sweetie.
Okay, yeah, you can claim that. There you go.
Yeah.
No one will ever
I already text JD. Maurice did not. Oh, yeah, I told him he does not want my strawberry. I said, he just called me sweetie, and JD sent the angry face, and I said, and he didn't want my shortcake.
Oh.
And
I'm gonna text.
I got
it. I don't have JD's number. I'm gonna Facebook message JD and be like,
"You don't have JD's number?
With your wife offering her shortcake
to strange men on stage."
I have known Maurice Bernard longer than I've known my husband.
Yes, well, that's what you told me. That's true. That was right. I did tell Ryan that today when I visited him at the hospital. I was like, Shannon said, I was coming to this because I have
you did known. Not.
I did. He laughed. He thought it was funny.
Well, Ryan, because he knows me. Well, I'll just
inject that. Ryan's in the hospital right now. Nothing major, or else I would not be here instead of with him. So he will be.
And
fine.
I would absolutely have not
did go up just a minute ago. Like what the hell?
Well, I absolutely also would not have said that if it was something serious.
Yes, yes. Okay. Minor infection. Getting some antibiotics.
Not from strawberry shortcake.
Oh my god.
Not from weird women offering them strawberry shortcake.
I'm not weird.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
If it was from that, I wouldn't visit him, period. So.
Well, fair.
He could rot in that hospital bed.
Dessert. Yeah.
No.
Oh
my god. But minor infection, not from anything strawberry shortcake related. And so some antibiotics, and he'll be home tomorrow.
How is that being used for everything now?
I'm buying you a strawberry shortcake shirt tomorrow.
We'll never forget it. As long as we live, it's going to be code word. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
And I was legit just offering dessert. Oh, no.
That was so much fun.
Oh, it was so much fun. And the whole room had fun.
Yes. Like, yes.
It wasn't just us. It really was like
everyone.
We were all in it together, sharing stories, like some really personal stuff people were sharing.
Yeah.
And he was giving his advice on how to deal with depression.
Hold on. Did it really just stop? Hold on. No, it did not. Okay, here we go. Continue. Hold on.
You're fine.
I don't know how to.
She loves to do that. She does it every couple weeks. She's like, oh my God, I don't think it's recorded right. And I start to have a heart attack. And then she's like, oh, never mind. I found it. And I'm like, can you please stop doing that?
I would love for that to not be a thing. I will seriously send you sometime when it sounds horrible and I have to fix it.
Funny.
All right. Anyway, no. So my thing just went silent. Like my screen, we're recording on my phone right now, which we don't typically do. And my screen just went dark.
Which is my favorite dark. When she's in that seat recording in her phone. JD.
So.
I don't want to.
What were we talking about?
I don't want to see JD as a corpse.
No. Shoot, we were just talking about something though right before that.
No, I said that the whole
everyone was giving,
people were asking for advice on dealing with depression and anxiety and bipolar and
what is that?
Somebody's
car
alarm. And
I'm probably not editing this just
fine.
So I mean
we're in a parking lot, guys. Sorry, this is the quality that you get, but you also get the spur of the moment excitement.
Yes.
So
happy breathing.
And I'm really not that psycho with editing, but sometimes the audio does not come through and I just need to get better microphones.
Or sometimes Amanda says something inappropriate and she has to cut it out because it's not.
I know, that's a whole other thing. That's
a whole other thing. Oh, no.
Anyway, from now on, I'll just say strawberry shortcake and that'll cover all my inappropriate.
Well, I know what she's talking about.
But. And people shared stories of how they had watched that. One lady had watched since the very first episode.
Wow. And she was in the very... I was so happy for her that she was in the very front and center. Yes. And she was
there. He put the mic up to her hand.
She was cute.
Very, very
that was amazing.
Sweet. And her family, I'm assuming her daughters, they started tearing up. That was sweet.
And that's what we talk about all the time, that like so many people have a generational...
Yes,
and so like, she started that.
Yes. Exactly.
You know?
I mean, I was watching when Richard Simmons was on it.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about that sometime.
Yep.
We have to do that.
I love Richard Simmons.
Bobby was, she was young. All those guys. Amy, the other Amy.
Mm-hmm. The original. Shell,
the original Amy.
The original Amy.
Like, they never did anything when she passed away, though, so that's a shame.
That is a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Yeah, the whole thing was just, we always.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Have fun at the improv, though.
We do.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know what other improvs are like, but it's always yummy food. It's always good drinks.
Wow.
And the shows are always so good.
This was great. Yeah, it was good.
So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Worth the buck.
So what were some of the questions, though? So I asked, what's up with the badger? And he's like, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And that other lady said his name, like the Brutus? Whole world knew his name. And I was like, I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I have 100% looked that up, and I don't know that I...
And we were like...
And Shannon's going, what?
And then even Maurice is like, is it a badger? Is it a...
What did he say? He said a wolverine. Which, to be fair, they're typically not looking like Hugh Jackman, so, I mean...
And he was
if
like,
every Wolverine looked like Hugh Jackson, I would 100% have that. But I swear that I looked at, but now I feel like we might have actually discussed this because remember I was like, what the heck is, I was like, no, is it a Benson, we talked about like, is it the Bensonhurst Badger?
Right.
Like we
right.
talked about,
yes,
like,
we joked about this. Schools, if that yes. was any of the mascots
oh, that's
for the schools.
Good idea. That was a yeah. good idea.
We looked it
see,
up.
See, me being a nerd pays off sometimes.
You are a nerdy.
So I think that lady just named him like the whole world should have known his name.
I'm going to look that up and fact check. And they talked about his book. Oh, when he talked aww. About Paula and how
oh,
he met her.
So sweet. And that she stuck by him through everything.
And he stood her up.
I know. That was in
poor
the book.
You know what, though? My Grammy turned my papa down the first two times that he proposed. And I got mad at her. She's like, Shan, it worked out. I was like, but how do you say no to my papa? And she's like, it just wasn't the right time. And I'm like, mm-mm. To be fair, I mean, it worked out.
Right.
But I'm like, why did you say no?
Oh, my goodness.
My Aunt Grammy would have loved this. She yeah. loved
oh.
Sunny.
Oh. That's nice.
It is. We'll have to tell him that if we talk to him.
Mm. I'm sure she is looking down, enjoying every moment.
Smiling.
Just...
Erica told exactly me to tell us. Him that she'd go straight for him.
Oh, my.
If she couldn't do it for Antonio, she would do it for him.
I'm like, oh, is that your aunt?
That's my
yeah,
aunt, yeah.
I've been staying with
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yep.
You were talking about her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah. Erica.
But then... Yeah, I mean, there were. What were some of the other good questions, though?
Oh.
That oh, people asked about if he's going to retire,
and he said no. That was great.
He said this was his last contract.
He said it was his last contract, but it's good for his mental health mm-hmm. to continue working. So he is not planning on stopping.
Yep.
He made the joke about last contract because then he could still collect his Social Security.
Right. Right.
Well, but I think that that's probably actually true, though, because he
probably.
Wants to be able to if he feels like his mental health, which
right.
is why he's at this time saying
right.
He
right,
would
right,
continue,
right.
but if he feels the opposite, if he's not contract, he's not obligated.
Exactly. And then people asked him about Donna, and he said how cute she was, and then he went on talking about how he gave Chad a hard time.
Yes.
For the first year.
For the first
I don't
year.
Think I realized. Oh. I knew it was at the beginning, because it's in his book that
right.
he talked about, but I don't think I realized it was for the first year. Good for Chad for...
Sticking it out.
Yeah. And,
wow.
and being willing to be,
yep.
I mean, they're like,
yeah, they're buzz
best
now.
Buds.
They're
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, they dance. They do those
yeah.
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 And then he talked about Vanessa Marcel telling her that she was not a good actress, but that's not what he says, he claims. And she said that he said that she sucked. And so he helped her grow her craft.
He
and
said
she's
he
wonderful.
Couldn't see him, Sunny and Brenda working out if she was not, if she did not become a better actress.
Oh.
Yes, but she says that he just flat out said she sucked.
Yeah.
And that he claims that's not what he said. So, yeah, so there was that question. Everyone asked him who he was going to marry next, and he kind of
oh, yeah.
alluded to maybe he'd be a player or maybe he'd get it with
oh,
this
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
He did admit that Ava's only around because he is in a manic episode.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. But he did say he's not having any more kids.
Well, I call BS on that one.
Oh, yeah. Right.
He's going to get somebody's like strawberry shortcake, and there's going to be some babies.
It's going to be a whole fruit garden.
Oh, God. Remind me to not share anything about my garden. Because I am gonna growing like, strawberries.
My strawberries are coming in nice. I'm going to be like, are they, Shannon?
Are they really?
What kind of fertilizer do you use?
I am currently growing strawberries, yes. Oh. So
I can't wait for this update. I'm going to ask on purpose.
Strawberries
now.
And cucumbers, you know.
Oh, my.
We're going to have some
graphic.
Some fun podcast.
Those two things together. Strawberries and cucumbers.
Oh, my goodness.
That actually probably, okay. Other things aside, that'd actually be probably refreshing.
I want some cucumber water now. Can you have that?
Well, right? That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Is cucumber thinking. Water with some strawberry in it? That probably would be good.
Yeah, it's an aphrodisiac.
So what was your favorite part, Ellen?
Of tonight?
Yeah.
Wow. Hearing him talk about, mostly when he was like making fun of Jason. When he talked about Nixon Falls.
I like that
when he talked about that storyline and Phyllis taking him home and Lenny, you know, and then he brought Lenny in and, you know, just how he fell in love with Nina. Mm-hmm. And then when he got hit with the styrofoam beam.
Yeah.
And then he said, he was like, hey, I'm Sonny, you know, and all this. I like that. I like that behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And everybody had the same reaction as Amanda the first time that Nina was mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and he talked about that, too. He said everyone on the internet was hating.
Yeah.
Most people do not argue that Cynthia Watrous is not an amazing actress. She is gorgeous. She is a great actress.
I remember her on the Drew Carey show.
Well, that's what, like, they need to start using her in different ways. I mean, and to be fair, maybe she's fine with this.
Yeah, it was funny on that. She was good on that one, yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely a wonderful actress because, like we've said before, you can't hate someone the way that we hate her if she wasn't playing the part so well.
She's good. Yep. She's very good.
So, if they're not doing it right, you're just like, meh.
Right. And instead, you're just indifferent to them.
You really
you're like,
don't like them. So, she's doing a good job.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was wonderful.
Was just so nice.
It hit every, hit every dot.
I was nervous. Like, I think because it does feel like I know him.
Yes.
So, I didn't feel as nervous talking to him.
Meanwhile, I was like ready to cry. I'm like, hi.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, so.
I was fine offering shortcake from the audience.
From when you were next to him.
The second we got up, I was like, hi?
You said, hi, we do a podcast. Paula said you'd sign these. And then he signed them, and I was like.
Well, no, I did say, I was like, so we talked to Paula, and because for him to sign something, you do have to buy. It was only.
Because
it was only his merchandise. Right. But we have our podcast posters that we have had other people sign. And so we asked her, if we buy shirts, can he sign our podcast poster instead? And we got special permission for that specific
thing. He did sign, I mean, I don't know if it's like that at every venue, but he did sign one item for other people. It was more the improv's policy of, please don't bring in 17 items and ask him to sign them, because you're going
to
hold up the line.
To be fair, they just made it on their website then. Just say, bring one item, please.
Yes.
Like I shared that I went to see an author.
One autograph per person.
Right. It's typically two. It's typically they'll sign two items. Mm. So when I went to see Brad Meltzer last October, I think it was, I picked two of my, I made myself that bookmark, and then I had my daughter pick two of her favorite books.
Right.
And then we wound up buying one there. So I was like, but we'll ask if he'll do three. Then the lady in front of us had every single one of his books.
Oh.
And I'm like, I understand the two policy.
Did he say no? Or
no,
did she?
He did every single one.
Oh, wow.
He's amazing.
He is amazing, but I also feel like.
But there's a mutual respect.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's fair of the establishment to say two item max.
Right. Exactly.
They make us buy two things. Let us get two things signed.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The improv has like a two item minimum.
I saw that. On their website.
But that counts like her soda and food. Like that's two. So it's they're not like forcing you to drink.
No. Oh no.
No. Up $7 and a fancy drink is
11 or 12.
And then it's like, But I was being Dee Dee, so I was being good.
Yes, Amanda's being nice tonight.
You were good, Amanda.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that... I mean, I feel like it's... Definitely go see him. If you have the opportunity, go to see him.
Oh, yes.
He said he's working on another book, so he'll be back.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
He said it to you. Well, because I said something to him. I said, I'm really glad that you came here because I know that we were mentioned in your book because he had an episode coming into Pittsburgh.
Right.
So I could only imagine, right? He had an episode coming into Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Like, that was part of his...
Yeah.
I think that was in the book. I know Pittsburgh's in the book, but I think that that was the story behind it. So, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, as kind of a...
Right.
If you don't know how that would react.
Yeah. You're going to have anxiety about having anxiety.
Right. Exactly. And he said he took 10 flights to get here.
What was that?
I know. That's kind of insane. Where was he? We can look at his schedule. He was somewhere yesterday. Well, because we were talking about that earlier. About...
Maybe he might actually... 10 different stops to get to us. Worked his way over.
Oh, like 10 days in a row?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like on a plane every night or something?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because there's nowhere, I mean, unless he was out of the country, nowhere that he's taken 10 flights unless he's buying really crappy tickets with a bunch of layovers.
All he needs is Laura's, and they'll just do a stop off from Switzerland to...
There you go. They drive there.
That's right.
That was crazy.
He could have driven in an hour from California. I don't know what he's talking about.
Right? There's the cops.
Uh-oh. Coming after us?
No. Uh-oh. No.
Dave
and Buster's. But yeah, so...
Wow, what a night.
I know. Yep. This was fun.
Sweet dreams.
And it's like so much fun hanging out with other GH fans. I mean, yes. We talked to a few people that were there by themselves. The first time I saw Stephen Bradford, I went by myself. But when you go to things like this, you know that you're going to be among people that you have something in common with.
Yes. Birds so it's, of a feather.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I love that. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
But it is nice whenever... By the way, if you guys live in the Pittsburgh area, I mean, I can't promise our availability, but we do like to meet up occasionally if we're able to coordinate something, you know?
Especially for something like this. Like,
right, 100%. I would love to get, like, multiple tables of podcast fans.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
That'd be... And then we get everybody else to be like, you need to do their podcast.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And then we don't have to even ask.
There you go.
Because Shannon's anxiety says, don't even bother. They're not want to do it. Oh, yeah.
Which is just crazy.
I know. But I don't think we have anything else. I mean, there's so much more that we could probably talk about. But
you have to go see him yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So.
But he definitely come with questions loaded.
Yeah. But he had a real.
Because he had.
Real nice Q&A going. Like, tell a story, answer some questions. That was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, are we just going to sign off?
Yeah.
All right. You want to do it?
I would.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on.
Wait, how do you guys do it?
All right. So join us on Monday as we recap this week's episodes.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry. If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.